Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zimaya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I locate your account with your zip code and name?
My zip code is 44883. My name is Harold Whipple, W-H-I-P-P-L-E.
Thank you, sir. And what's your address?
168 Cottage Avenue, Tiffin, T-I-F-F-I-N, Ohio, 44883.
Thank you, sir. Give me one moment. Still pulling up your information. Okay, yes, sir. So I did locate your information. This is with Byte Hub. Do you remember on the 11th of this month, sir, an interest server to receive a mixer?
We haven't received anything. This is what we're saying. We don't even recall doing this.
I didn't receive anything.
It was a sweepstakes competition to receive a mixer. Do you remember paying an entry fee for it?
No.
Okay, so it says along with that entry fee, it's for a fitness trainer app. It's a mobile app that you download to get information regarding eating healthy and losing weight. But it was offered at a recurring billing of $59.89. If you did not place the order, did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No.
Anyone that lives in your household you may gave authorization to?
No.
Okay, then of course, Mr. Whipple, we can go ahead and cancel the account out and start the fraud investigation here on the account. Any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or fine. But I did refund back the $59.89 to you. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days. Anything else?
Will it go back on the card?
Will this go back on the card or what? Because I'm going to...
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. You're not with the credit card company, right?
No, sir. We're with the company that billed you.
Okay, because... We had trouble with this credit card before, and I think we're going to get a hold of the credit card company, too.
Well, you can't just let them know that a cancellation and refund has been processed.
All right. No, that'd be all. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
There's nothing else. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.